From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. The White House moved on two fronts today to try to control information relating to the war on terrorism. This morning, the Bush administration resolved one dispute with Congress over which lawmakers will receive classified briefings. And on another front, the White House urged the major U.S. television networks to be careful about airing pre-recorded messages from Osama bin Laden or other members of his al-Qaeda organization. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
The Bush administration has said since September 11th that there may still be terrorists in the U.S. preparing for more attacks. That's why security at airports and government buildings and skyscrapers and elsewhere has been beefed up. Today, the White House took another step. National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice requested that news organizations not air unedited messages from Osama bin Laden. The concern is that such tapes could contain coded messages. Press Secretary Ari Fleischer laid out the administration's case.
That at best, that this is a forum for pre-recorded, pre-taped propaganda inciting people to kill Americans would find a public vehicle. And at worst, that it could actually be the sending of signals. That's what Condoleezza Rice said. And we want to make certain that terrorists are not advantaged by receiving information from Osama bin Laden, wherever that source may be.
Also today at the White House, an apparent resolution in the dispute over the flow of sensitive information from the Bush administration to Capitol Hill. Yesterday, the president used a Rose Garden appearance to scold the Congress for leaking information contained in a classified CIA briefing.
Classified information must be held dear. That there's a responsibility. That if you receive a briefing of classified information, you have a responsibility, and some members did not accept that responsibility. Somebody didn't. So I took it upon myself to notify the leadership of the Congress that I intend to protect our troops.
Mr. Bush said that in the future, just 8 members of Congress would receive classified briefings. Only the top Democrat and Republican in the House and Senate would be included, as well as the chair and ranking member of each chamber's intelligence committee. Defense and Foreign Affairs Committee members would be out of the loop. That did not sit well with lawmakers. Both Republicans and Democrats complained that they needed information to provide appropriate oversight. The issue was a primary topic at a White House breakfast for congressional leaders this morning. Afterwards, Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle said the president made his position clear and all agreed that secrets need to be kept. But he said the White House relented a bit on the question of future briefings. Without giving exact numbers, he said all members of relevant committees will get briefings.
It is important for the sharing of information to be part of the process, and he has instructed the secretaries of defense and state to continue to provide information to the respective committees, and has also authorized others to come and share information with the general membership about the operations ongoing in Afghanistan.
Political scientist David Rohde at Michigan State University says it's the classic tension between the White House and the Hill.
It has a lot of historical precedent. The administration, especially in national security situations, wants to keep certain information from the general public. It's been true in every war, it's been true in every police action, it's been true in virtually every use of American troops in the past.
It's still not clear how well this new agreement will work. To give an example of how subjective this all can be, the White House spokesman said today that operational secrecy will be maintained and, quote, information that needs to be known will be known on a need-to-know basis. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.